Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 6 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. My name is Paula, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today. The title of our episode is Cleansed by Criticism. Have you ever experienced the pain of criticism? I'm sure you have. Since none of us are perfect, we all make mistakes or we overlook something that we should have done. Therefore, I know that you've been on the other end of someone giving you their opinion of how you could have done something better. Well, how did you respond? Or should I say, how did you react? You see, no one enjoys criticism. Criticism is when someone makes an unfavorable or possibly a severe judgment or comment about you. There is no way in the world that we can please everyone, so criticism is inevitable. Someone, somewhere, will have an opinion about you or about what you are doing. So just accept that fact right now and don't fight against it if you have been. You will be criticized sooner or later. But now the question is, how will you respond when it comes? Yes, that's going to be our focus today. I would like to share with you, because I know it's something that I've had to learn. Since we know it's coming, how can we be prepared? Well, criticism will develop or destroy us. It can truly have a beneficial cleansing effect if we will let it. And because all criticism can provide an opportunity for us to learn something new about ourselves and grow, it's important to know how to respond to it. So, if we cannot be corrected, if we take an attitude like, I don't need to hear what anyone else has to say, or I don't need to listen to them, who are they? If we are going to carry an attitude like that, we're not going to be able to grow spiritually. For it's the truth that sets us free, not remaining in our blindness to sin, not holding on to lies, and not being deceived. Now, yes, I know, God can speak to us directly. I understand that. But he may use another person to share wisdom in an area that we need to improve in. Proverbs 15, verses 31 to 32 in the New Living Translation says, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. If you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Then also in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17, in the New King James, it says, he who keeps instruction is in the way of life, but he who refuses correction goes astray. So how can we develop a new mindset toward criticism and see it as something very beneficial, a special beneficial cleansing agent of the Holy Spirit? Well, let me give you a few pointers. Number one, Jesus is our teacher and he was criticized. In Luke chapter 6, verse 40 in the NIV, it says, a student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. So now Jesus is our teacher and he was criticized. In John chapter 6, verse 41 and 42, it says, the Jews then complained about, or another translation says, criticized him, talking about Jesus, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven? Well, they were mocking him and they were criticizing him. They were like, what? Come down from heaven? I know you. I know your father. I know your mother. How can you say that? So if they criticize Jesus and they criticize Moses, Paul, and other disciples, please expect to be criticized also. We are not going to be able to please everyone, so criticism is inevitable. Someone, somewhere, will have an opinion about you. So number one, Jesus was criticized, and so will we be also. Then number two, refuse to defend yourself or criticize anyone else in return. It doesn't matter how the criticism comes or from whom it comes. It doesn't matter whether it's shared with gentleness or with harshness. The only thing is that when it comes, and it will, we have to be careful not to react in the flesh, but to respond in the spirit. I will share how to do this additionally in a moment, but refuse to defend yourself or criticize anyone else. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 to 30 in the King James says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. So when criticism comes, we have to be careful what proceeds out of our mouth. Then Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, in the New King James, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but you do not consider the plank, or can I add the big beam of wood, in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye. Hypocrite, first remove the plank or that large piece of wood from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So when the criticism comes, you don't want to automatically go into pointing a finger and blaming and all like that. That's not going to be beneficial, and it's not going to bring that cleansing agent and benefit that you need. So refuse to defend yourself or criticize anyone else. And then number three, try to discern what Jesus may be saying to you. Since you want the criticism to have a cleansing effect on you, quietly within yourself, ask the Holy Spirit, is there any truth to what is being said, no matter whether all of it is true or false, or no matter how it is shared, whether it's gentle or harsh? You want to, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to look beyond the person to what God may be really saying to you. So seek for that diamond amid the stinky sewage. It's there. The diamond can be something new you need to learn about yourself or about God, or the diamond can be a fruit of the Spirit that you need to develop, like self-control, peace, or one of the other attributes that, not attributes, but characteristics or virtues that are shared in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The main thing here is not to dismiss what is being said, but to intently look for the truth that Jesus may be trying to impart to you. If you do not discern any particular truth for you personally, and be careful, don't dismiss this too early. It can take some time to really try to see this, what Jesus may be pointing out to you. Then just know then that it's just an opportunity for you to prayerfully intercede on behalf of everyone involved. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 to 26 in the New Living says, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change that person's heart and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. So, number three, seek for the truth in what is being said. And then number four, be prepared ahead of time with a godly response so you're not caught by surprise and respond in the flesh or in a flood of emotions. It will be difficult to accept criticism if you have a poor self-image, you feel unworthy or unacceptable, you have damaged emotions where you believe you do not measure up to God or others, or you'll find it hard to accept criticism if you wrestle with constant feelings of rejection, or if you're a perfectionistic person, or if you're a prideful person and you have a big ego. Proverbs 13:18 in the New Living says, if you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you will be honored. So to be cleansed by any criticism, accept it graciously by saying something to this effect. I appreciate your taking the time to share that with me. I will prayerfully consider what you've shared. Now, you don't need to say anything more than that. Let me repeat. I appreciate your taking the time to share that with me. I will prayerfully consider what you have shared. I remember Dr. Charles Stanley saying something like this, something to this effect one time, and it really blessed me. We don't need to get into a whole big response or anything. What we do need to do is prayerfully take it before the Lord in prayer so that the Lord can provide wisdom for us in any particular situation. So be prepared to respond in the Spirit with some words, just a few words. And then lastly, number five, humble yourself. If you know that what is being said is correct, then say something to this effect. I want to thank you for sharing that. I agree with what you are saying to me. You are right, and I am sorry for ... or I asked you to forgive me for ... or please pray for me that God will help me not to repeat ... Now, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1 in the New Living says, whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. So, lastly, you need to admit or confess any wrong that you may have done. The Holy Spirit is really the only one who can honestly, quote, unquote, criticize us in all truth. However, the body of Christ does operate as iron sharpening iron. It's just that those sparks can fly at times. Well, people will love you one day and they'll crucify you the next, just as they did Jesus. In closing, criticism is inevitable. It will come. But when it comes, let it have a cleansing, not a crushing effect upon you. Well, praise God that you were here today. Please join us for our next episode. And in the meantime, be encouraged and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.